Being into a sin, I was about how sometimes we, I was thinking drifting. I think sometimes we drift as believers. I think sometimes we get on such a spiritual high, and sometimes we just drift and not to grow deeper. So I want to talk about steadfastness. So steadfastness. So Father, we just thank you that you're here today. And I pray, Father, that you would speak through me. And Father, that even the scriptures as the boys have been given, Father, that they be heard. And Father, that we would apply your word to our very life. Father, that we would be actually doers of your word, not just hearers of your word. Father, we just pray for everyone that's not here today. Pray, Father, that you would minister to them where they're at. They'll be a blessing to their families. We just pray, Father, that you're always with us, even outside these four walls. You're with us every day. And I thank you, Lord, that you are at work in our hearts and that you're drawing us closer to you. And thank you for your faithfulness when we lack faithfulness. Thank you that you're always faithful. So, Lord, have your way in this service. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, steadfastness is a prominent theme in the Bible. Right? When I was thinking about steadfastness, I think of so many different stories of so many different people who were steadfast in the Lord. You probably think of so many of them, right? Steadfastness, even though when nobody else was looking, they were steadfast. So they were unwavering in their faith. They were committed to the Lord. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel. I think of, just even Moses. You think of, so many. Even Paul, he's so many people that they were so faithful and steadfast. Steadfastness is even important for us today. For us to be steadfast. So 1 Corinthians, Eric has 1 Corinthians? So 1 Corinthians 15:58. So we'll use the mic there, guys.
Hello. Okay. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Yeah. So Paul said, be steadfast, unmovable, abounding. Steadfastness means stay put. Stay put in the Lord. Trust him. Rely on him. Don't quit. How many of us want to quit at times? We want to give up when things get tough. But that's the time that the Lord's pruning you. He's revealing things in your life that what needs to be dealt with. And so often in this culture, people say, oh, just give up. Don't persevere. Don't be steadfast. Sometimes we miss the message as we read scripture. Steadfast. Unmovable. Abounding. Every word in the Bible is important. First, the text tells us God wants us to stay steadfast. So the Bible defines, or the dictionary defines steadfastness as a firm in belief. Are you firm in your belief in who Jesus Christ is? Are you steadfast in what the Word of God says? In the promises of God? Do we just hear these words and don't want to apply them to our life? Do we allow the Holy Spirit to speak? When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, do you take heed? Do you apply? Do you yield to Him? Do you trust Him that He's working something out, revealing things, so that you will grow in your faith, so you will be firm in your faith? I think sometimes we just read and don't meditate on the Word of God. It's so easy just to read and not to apply and to meditate. Are we determined to stay faithful in the Lord? Do we desire to be loyal to the Lord? Sometimes it's hard. But when I talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, they lived in a very ungodly culture. And they said, and they purposed, Daniel even purposed in his heart beforehand, I will not defile this body. Do we purpose in our heart not to become like the culture? Do I say, Lord, help me to be steadfast in you, to trust you? Knowing that this labor, as in 1 Corinthians 15:58, says that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What the Lord has called you to be doing, it's not in vain. You might not see the end result. You might be planting the seed, and God's the one who's growing it. He's watering it. But He's asking us to be faithful what He's called us to be doing. Sharing truth to the God, be obedient to Him, desiring Him. So steadfastness carries the meaning of support and foundation. So you can only be steadfast with a foundation. So no foundation, no steadfastness. No foundation, you're not stable. Think of sometimes we are like a ship being tossed back and forth. And who's our anchor? Christ. We cannot be steadfast without Christ being our rock. He's our firm foundation. He's the one that anchors us. To remain steadfast, we must be spiritually grounded. Oftentimes, we cannot be steadfast because we're grounded in wrong stuff. Who are we listening to? What books am I reading? What am I watching? God wants us to stay unmovable. So no matter what comes towards us, just remember the armor of God doesn't have any protection on the back end. It's all in the front. We stand the ground. We stand in the truth of the gospel. We stand what the Word of God says. We apply the Word of God. Now the Lord wants to speak to us. Especially the importance of being anchored in Him. You know, if a ship loses its anchor, it's no longer stable. Because in rough seas, they put down their anchor, so they don't start drifting with the current. If a ship breaks down, they put down their anchor. At harbor, they put down their anchor, so they don't drift with the currents. What kind of doctrines do we listen to? Do they line up to the Word of God? It's a lot of good-sounding doctrine out there. But are we being discerned? Do we have discernment to recognize, is it really of God or is it not of God? There's a lot of hype. So we have to be aware, what are we listening to? What doctrine? Because even the Bible talks about in these last days, people will be deceived. Even the elect will be deceived by like this great doctrine that is full of lies. People will be deceived from it. So without being founded or steadfast in the Lord, allowing the Lord Jesus to be your anchor, to hold you and to equip you, you'll be tossed around. You know, as we continue to grow in steadfastness, growing in perseverance, we are being prepared, looking for the day that the Lord catches us in the air. We get caught up in there. We see the Lord face to face. So as this life continues, as we're believers, so we don't drift. We don't just coast, but we desire to serve the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. He doesn't want us to drift. He wants us to grow deeper with Him, to be steadfast with Him, to rely on Him. As we pray, we meditate on the Word of God, we apply the truth of the Lord. And to rely on the Holy Spirit to continue to transform our hearts, to work things revealed, that He's revealing things in our lives. Do we desire to be yielded to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Do we desire to trust the Lord that He has the best plan for us? Will you grow and become more reliant upon the Lord? You know, I think about the lies I once believed. When we start believing the truth, those lies start to crumble. The light of the gospel reveals lies. Maybe things that you believe that are not true. The Word of God sheds light in those dark areas of our lives. It helps us to be more steadfast. Lord, help me to meditate on Your Word, which is life-giving, which feeds my soul, that gives nourishment to develop us in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that fear that has... Sometimes we have fear. You know, that fear that has gripped my heart, Lord, I surrender it to You so that I can face everything and be reliant in You. Instead of facing, you know, fear, sometimes you have fear with it. Fear everything and run. Forgetting everything and run. It's not be forgetting everything and run, but it's face everything and be reliant on the Lord so that we can see the Lord Jesus Christ more clearly. Don't allow fear to hold you back, because fear is not from the Lord. You know, as you trust the Lord, it causes you to finish. We trust the Lord because we know what He starts, He will finish. Right? Remember that. So He started a good work in you. Do you know He's going to accomplish that good work? Are we willing to be yielded to Him? Are we willing to surrender to Him? He wants to do the good work in you. He plans on doing the good work in you. But do we desire to say, Lord, I'm going to surrender to You. I'm going to trust You. Steadfastness and perseverance is not a passive thing. To be steadfast and grow in perseverance, it doesn't mean you sit there and do nothing. We have to apply. We have to desire to grow. We ought to say, Lord, even though this may seem weird to me, but I want to trust You. I want to go in the deep water. It's determination to stay on the course, to remain faithful, even when the journey is tough. I think about New Year's resolutions. We all, well, not all of us, some people have New Year's resolutions because they want a new year. They want to forget all the old stuff. And you think about the Lord, His mercies are new every day. We don't need New Year's resolutions. Because how long do those New Year resolutions last? Maybe a week? A month? You look in January, December, people get all these gym memberships. Within 2 months, their gyms are empty. Right? So it's holding fast. Continue to be faithful in the Lord Jesus. And have a commitment to serving Him, no matter what life throws in your way. So Job is one of the most notable. Despite losing everything he had, Job remained steadfast in his faith. He refused to curse God, despite the urgings of his wife and friends. Instead, he held to his faith, demonstrating an incredible level of steadfastness. In the end, God rewarded Job's steadfastness by restoring his fortunes, by giving him twice as much as he had before. He stayed steadfast. So constantly, we ought to seek the Lord. Consistently. Consistently seek the Lord. Consistently is daily. And to live according to His will. So who had 1 Timothy 6:11? 1 Timothy 6:11. Which of you young men have that? Did I give that to anybody? Maybe I did it. No, you guys are all looking strange to me. Guess I forgot. So let's turn to 1 Timothy. But you, O man, of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in them. In the presence of many witnesses. So fight the good fight. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith. This verse suggests that steadfastness is not just enduring hardships, but we also actively pursue a life that is pleasing to the Lord Jesus. It's about making a conscious effort. So applying in our what we have learned, it's making a conscious decision. A lot of times we make decisions that are not really good. We just go and just do it. But we have to make a conscious decision. Say, Lord, I'm going to purpose my heart. I want to live for you, no matter the cost. I'm going to be different because you called me to be separate from this world, not to live as the world. To be different, to be your light, your hands, your feet, to be the Christ image bearer in this dark world. He's called us to make a decision. Do we desire to live for Him? Do I really want to die to myself? There's a transforming power when we stay steadfast. The Lord transforms us. We'll grow in maturity. We're called to be matured. We're not supposed to be babes for a long time, right? We're supposed to mature in the Lord. But sometimes it's easier not to be. Sometimes I think, you know, life would be easier for a 15-year-old young man. But he doesn't want us to be young men all our lives. He's maturing these young men to grow, to eventually come young husbands, leaders in the church, sharing the truth of the gospel. He's maturing them. He's using us to help share the truth of the gospel to them, to mentor them, to guide them. So they are being matured. We ought to become more resilient, more patient, to be compassionate. We learn to trust God more, and we learn to rely on Him in all circumstances. You know, spiritual growth, it's about becoming the person God wants you to be. It's about learning to trust God more, to rely on Him more, to serve Him more faithfully. It's becoming more like Christ. U.S. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. I know I gave that to somebody. I'll say.
Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love.
Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave and be strong. Be brave. Be strong. So how do we develop steadfastness? How do we remain steadfast when the going gets tough? The Bible provides us with some guidance. So who has James 1? James 1, 2 to 4.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
So testing your faith produces steadfastness. Sometimes that's why we go through trials. It's producing fruit, God's fruit in our life. It's producing truly, it reveals also what we're believing in. Do we really believe in the Word of God? Do we rely on the Word of God? It reveals things in our lives, maybe, and is showing us we need to go through hardships at times. Do we praise God through those hard times? You know, embracing the trials that come our way, let's see them as opportunities to grow. How do we see hard times? Do we see them as opportunities to grow? Sometimes we don't, because we're not really taught that. Opportunities are bad times are opportunities to grow in the faith. You think of, look at the apostles. What did the apostles go through? We are called to be like, to have a life like that, to say, you know what, I'm willing to die for my Lord. I'm willing to lay it all down for Him. No matter what anybody says, I'm willing to lay it down. They were crucified, beaten. They did it all because they knew the Lord. So what's Psalm 57? Oh yeah. Psalm 57, 7-11.
Heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.
Amen. So Lamentations. So Elijah, do you really want to laugh? So Lamentations 3, 22 to 25. 22 to 25. Sorry.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, so the soul that seeketh him.
I know today is New Year's Eve. Some make resolutions for New Year's, desiring to do things differently than last year. Perhaps this year, in years prior, we have regrets, we have disappointments. Perhaps we missed the mark. But remember, his mercies are new every day. Since his mercies are new every day, we're reminded of his faithfulness to us. That we should desire. Should be our heart. If we know his mercies are new every day, our hearts should know and should long for him more. Because we realize how bad we are when we don't follow the Lord. Because we could easily go astray. As we trust the Lord and depend on him, he is faithful, but we're not. That we would desire to let go of things that distract us from the Lord. What is the Lord? What distracts you the most from serving the Lord or spending time with him and meditating on his word? What is the distractions? That we would desire more of the Lord, trust him with our life. So can you put up Proverbs 3? We're going to read Proverbs 3. So my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For the length of days and long life, and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with all the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastising of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son, and on whom he delights. Happy is a man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gains than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. This is how important the truth, the word is. She desired more of the truth. Desire more of the truth, because it's health. It allows us to grow. She is more precious, so we already read that. It's The length of the days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches in honor. Her ways are always ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord is by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and the clouds dropped down dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound and wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. And do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. Do not be afraid. The Lord will be your confidence, and he will keep your foot from being caught. I think that's Proverbs 3 is a great one to meditate on. It's like, Lord, I desire you to be faithful in all that you have called me to be. To be faithful, to share the truth with those in this world that do not know you. So I pray, Lord, that today as we thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every day. I thank you, Lord, that we desire to serve you and none other, to have our hope in you alone and none other. Lord, I pray that as we think about and meditate on you and your word, Lord, that you, just even like the dry bones in Joshua, Lord, that you would revive these bones of ours. You would refresh our soul. Lord, that the heaviness and the burdens that we are carrying, that we should not be carrying, Lord, we just give them to you. Lord, that we would apply your word, be diligent in the things you've called us to be doing. Not to earn salvation, but out of admiration for you, to serve you because of the mighty work and what you have saved us from for showing our love towards you. Lord, help us to love you like none other. Help us, Lord, to trust you in areas of our lives that we have not trusted you before. Lord, that we would let go of things that you're asking us to let go of. So, Lord, help us to be resilient, to be reliant and faithful. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the Holy Spirit who enables us. So, Lord, forgive us at times when we quench the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, help us, refresh us, renew us today. I ask this in Jesus' name.
Changest not thy compassions. they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have been in thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto time and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto pardon for sin and peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide.
For those of you who are led to pray, for those who are coming up here to pray, please, please do stay. And afterwards, there is pizza and there's coffee and tea, and so I hope everyone here can stay. Oh dear, pray for that man. Well, Lord, we are so blessed to come together in all